Hey, this is Carl from Webcourses Bangkok. Today I want to talk to you about screencasting. For those who don't know what it is, it's basically recording what you do on the screen for other people to see. So something that came back from the feedback from all our courses in 2009 was the fact that people wanted more material to have a look at while they're at home. So what we did is we came up with a series of screencasts based on the topics that we cover during the courses. Things like basic HTML, Photoshop introduction for web design, etc. So we came up with the screencast idea so that we then had to have a look at researching on what sort of software we were going to use. And the name that came up over and over again, purchased the recent version and off we went. There is other software available. Things like Adobe Captivate's a good one, because it actually captures your mouse pointer and highlights things before you click it. What I mean by that is that when you're recording, you do what you normally do, be it loading up Photoshop and creating a custom shape, whatever. And as you're clicking on the menus, it will highlight them first and then move the pointer when you actually produce it. It's a nice way of sort of introducing what to do next to the viewer. But the problem is, it doesn't do it as well as you would hope. So you tend to have a lot of time sort of re-editing things. And it's actually one of those programs that's probably got too much choice. And it stops that rapid development process that sometimes screencasts really need. So we went with Camtasia. Next tip is going with a good microphone. It's important if you can find a USB microphone because it cuts down on the interference. Currently we're just using a one that we plug in, but we did make sure that we got a good microphone that just plugs into the microphone jack. A little tip as well is put a nice sort of soft cover over the microphone, and it stops you having all the p-t-p-t-p-t, which comes out and it sounds really bad. Next tip is to have a good really, really good idea of what you're doing. And this comes in two ways. Number one, when you're doing your screencast, practice it first. Number two is have a really, really good script. Now, this script needs to be something that you can quickly glance at and have a perfect idea of what it means. Don't be cryptic. Don't be detailed either. And just make sure you can quickly glance at it and go, right, I know what's coming next. If you start kind of wondering and being unsure of where you are, it will come out on the screencast in your voice instantly. So just make sure it's something you can kind of keep you on track, that you can just glance at and off you go. The next tip with screencasting is just turn everything off. Now, that includes your mobile phone, anything that can bleep, anything that can ring, just turn it off. Can't tell you how many times I've got halfway through a screencast and my mobile phone will ring because I forgot to turn it off. That's a really important one. Turn off all your instant messaging programs, MSN, TweetDeck, Facebook, anything like that. Anything that can sort of pop up and ruin your screencast. Another one is tell your friends and colleagues that you are screencasting. You don't want your friend coming in asking if you want a cup of tea when you're halfway through a screencast. So make sure they know and the people know around you. If you can, sort of do it on your own, which is the best way. Okay, that's everything for now. So just a little recap with screencasting is choose really good software that you're au fait with. Next is get a good microphone. Next one, have a really good script that you can easily understand, and then tell your friends what you're doing and make sure that they keep away when you're screencasting. Okay, that's everything for now. Thanks. Bye.